local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
This is Mobile Mornings, 7:05 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. Kelly Finley's here as well, and Sean Sullivan will be back very, very soon. It is Thursday, August 2nd. Right now, 75 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Let's check the ride in with Kane. Here's your traffic news.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, finally, we've got the wrecker on the scene, Cochrane Causeway, halfway between the Bankhead Tunnel and the Cochrane Bridge. Also, we've got another accident at Cottage Hill near Cody and Solly Road. Watch your speed. Traffic flow looks good so far as you're traveling across the Bayway, the Causeway, and northbound 65 again near Saraland. State troopers are there. Summer's almost over, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel Golf Resort Spa in Point Clear and enjoy the renovated guest rooms and the spa. Get the details at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms again with highs in the mid 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. It's summer, and you find radio station contests everywhere. But summer, better than others. FM Talk 106.5 contests are just like our programs. Local.
Hello, Sandra Crenshaw.
This is she.
This is Sean Sullivan over at FM Talk 106.5. We did the drawing here in our Summer Better Than Others prize giveaway with over $5,500 worth of goodies up for grabs. And okay. I'm looking at your name. You won.
I did.
You won the whole thing.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm so excited about that.
You registered at Old Time Feed in Fairhope, right?
I think I did.
That's where we got your name from, Sandra. So
okay.
You won the weekly prize and you won the grand prize. This is $5,500 worth of a grand prize, that Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch, the Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Feed and Seed, a catered chicken finger party for you and your friends from Goldfingers, an inshore fishing charter from Charlie Gray and Gray Gulf Charters, a two-week four-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor, and a Liberty Fat Boy Junior Safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Over $5,500 worth of goodies for you.
Okay.
The Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 106.5.
7:07 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Top three things on our website right now, fmtalk1065.com. This is at the top of the list. The families of two Davidson High School students yesterday announcing they've filed multi-million dollar notices of a claim against the Mobile County Public School System. They allege that their sons suffered physical and mental trauma as a result of assaults by football players on the school campus. This story from AL.com and Ben Thomas. Family of Gary Trey Chaudet seeking $9 million as compensation, while the family of Jeremiah Chapman seeking $12 million. That follows the family of former Davidson student Rodney Kim Jr. when they filed a similar $12 million notice of claim against Mobile County Public School System and others on May the 7th. All three of the players represented by the same attorneys, Charles Bonner out of California and Jesse Ryder out of Syracuse, New York. Yesterday they had a press conference with those attorneys there stating that a cell phone video that was dated on March the 19th shows football players attacking Chapman. And I don't know if you've seen the video out there. We'll link this on our social media pages. But in that video, pretty brutal, that you could see Chapman being hit with fists. They were hitting him with belts, jumping on him, chasing him around the yard, all kinds of, just awful-looking things there. In the case of Chaudet's, the attorneys state that during his freshman year, Chaudet's was beaten by a group of 5 to 7 older football players. MCPSS spokesperson Rena Phillips confirmed that the school system received the complaint on Wednesday and they're currently looking into the matter. That cell phone video that I was just talking about went viral following its release yesterday, and that's posted right now on fmtalk1065.com if you want to check that out. It's one of our three big things. Also, the first big thing, Trump urges end to Mueller probe right now. President Trump tweeting yesterday that Attorney General Jeff Sessions should terminate right now the federal probe into the campaign that took him to the White House. We'll follow up on that a little bit more later. And repairs to a water main break means some detours for Mobile drivers. There's a water main break at the edge of Overlook Road out in West Mobile. They say it'll cause some traffic delays for the next several days. The Mobile Area Water and Sewer System say the break is near Overlook and Bradmar Drive just west of University Boulevard. Right now, officials say because of the location and the depth of the line, traffic cannot be allowed in the area. Check all those stories out on FM Talk 106.5. Make sure you, or FM Talk 106.5. FM Talk 106.5.com. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, FM Talk 106.5. 7:10 right now on FM Talk 106.5. It's time to check the news headlines of the day. Here's Kelly Finley.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Happening right now, the search is on for the person or persons Mobile police think may be connected to numerous car break-ins in our area. And those break-ins, Dalton, pretty brazen, happening in broad daylight, July 25th, in the area of I-65 at Service Road area, Montlamar Drive, the Festival Center, Airport Boulevard, and Downtowner Boulevard. So that area, as I said, in the area of I-65 and the Service Road. Police have obtained an image of one of the potential suspects, and the image shows a suspect standing next to an open door of a blue 2017 Nissan Rouge. Suspect is described as a black male with shoulder-length dreadlocks with a tall, thin build. If you look closely at that vehicle, it appears to be with a tag from either Mississippi or maybe Georgia. If you have any information, you're urged to contact Mobile Police at 251-208-7211. Here's a question for you this morning. Do you have a Reddit account? And did you create that account between the years of 2005 to 2007? Well, sad to say, another day and yet another data breach. This time, it's on the very popular website of Reddit. As if you're not familiar with Reddit, I'm going to tell you how it works, but the identities of users may have been exposed to hackers. Reddit says hackers access a database that contained email addresses and usernames. And when the two are linked together, hackers could then determine the identities of Reddit users. So you ask, well, what's the problem? Well, because most of those posts on the site are anonymous. So you're posting to the site because you don't want to be known, mm-hmm. but you do want your feelings to be known. Not so much anymore. Again, 2005 to 2007. So data involved in the breach included account credentials like usernames and passwords, email addresses and content, as well as some very private messages. Company says the information was accessed after hackers breached several employee accounts back in June. So again, if you created an account between the years of 2005 to 2007, this is for you. And anyone who subscribed to the newsletter from June 3rd to June 17, okay? Company has not given exact numbers, Dalton, mm-hmm. as to how many accounts have been exposed, but they're currently in the process of alerting all users whose information was included in this breach and advising them to please change your passwords. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly. 7:12 now on FM Talk 106.5. It's 75 degrees outside of the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Rain, and more rain yesterday. There were flooding on Mobile streets, and more rain in the forecast today. We'll talk with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, who will give us the lowdown and dirty details coming up. Also, Kane with traffic and WKRG News. And I'm bringing you sports. Huge development in college football revolving around Ohio State head coach Urban Meyer. He's been placed on paid administrative leave. I'll give you all the details when we get back.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are offering a $5,000 reward for information that leads to the arrest of a gunman who shot three gas station employees. The armed man went into the Sage Chevron on Sage and Imogene Streets Tuesday night, demanding money from the cash drawer. He shot the employees multiple times, including one employee as he tried to open the drawer. Chief Lawrence Batiste.
It is probably one of the most coldest crimes I've seen in this community in the last 5 to 10 years.
We now know the identity of the man who jumped to his death off the General W.K. Wilson Jr. Bridge Tuesday night. He is 27-year-old Ricardo Crosby of Beatrice, Alabama. Crosby's death followed a high-speed chase Tuesday night that began in Monroe County after authorities say he stole a Bobcat trailer. Florida's sales tax holiday is this weekend. It begins tomorrow and runs through midnight on Sunday. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5, it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. A huge development and a story that could change the course of a top team in NCAA football. On Wednesday, the Ohio State Buckeyes placed head coach Urban Meyer on paid administrative leave while the university investigates whether he was previously aware of domestic violence allegations against former assistant coach Zach Smith. Offensive coordinator Ryan Day will serve as the head coach while the investigation's ongoing. Last week at Big Ten Media Days, Meyer acknowledged that he knew about domestic violence allegations against Smith from 2009, but Meyer denied knowledge of two more domestic abuse allegations from 2015. Smith was fired last month after he was charged with criminal trespassing for arriving at his ex-wife's home against her wishes. The news of Meyer's paid leave came down after college football writer Brett McMurphy reported that he obtained text messages sent by Smith's ex-wife. Her name is Courtney Smith. Those text messages were between Smith and Meyer's wife and the wives of other Ohio State coaches. McMurphy says the messages prove that Meyer and others on the coaching staff did know about the allegations against Smith and that Meyer was not telling the truth when he denied having that knowledge just last week. Along with the text that McMurphy obtained, Courtney Smith provided him with photos that showed her with bruises and cuts. Meyer released a statement yesterday that read, "Athletic Director Gene Smith and I agree that being on leave during this inquiry will facilitate its completion. This allows the team to conduct training camp with minimal distraction. I eagerly look forward to the resolution of this matter." In minor league baseball, the fifth game in the Mobile Bay Bears' latest homestand against the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp was canceled on Wednesday night due to heavy rain. Because the two teams are not scheduled to meet again this season, the game will not be made up. Tonight, the Bay Bears are on the road to begin a five-game series against the Birmingham Barons. In Major League Baseball on Wednesday night, the Washington Nationals completed a two-game sweep over the Miami Marlins with a 5-3 win. The New York Yankees lost 7-5 to the Baltimore Orioles, who hold the league's worst record. The Minnesota Twins now lead the American League East by 10 games after defeating the Cleveland Indians 2-0. The AL West leading Houston Astros beat Seattle 8-3. Cole Hamels won his debut pitching for the Chicago Cubs in a 9-2 win over Pittsburgh. And Tampa Bay beat the LA Angels 7-2 for the Rays' second straight win over LA. Tonight, football finally back on television, at least American football anyway. The NFL's annual preseason opening game, the Hall of Fame game, will be held in Canton, Ohio, with the Chicago Bears facing off against the Baltimore Ravens. And per usual, in order to limit injury risk, it's unlikely that any star players will play much, if at all. But there are some interesting storylines to follow, with the Bears installing a new offense under first-year head coach Matt Nagy. And all eyes will be on the quarterback position for the Baltimore Ravens, with first-round draft pick and former Heisman Trophy winner Lamar Jackson making his debut, along with another former Heisman winner, Robert Griffin III, attempting to make it back into the league after not playing last season. The game begins tonight at 7 o'clock on NBC, and it also marks the start of a weekend full of Hall of Fame activities. On Saturday, the NFL will induct 7 players and a former general manager into the Hall of Fame. Mobile's own Robert Brazil is one of the former players. It's going to be in the Hall class of 2018. Brazil was born in Mobile and played football at Vigor before a successful 10-year pro career playing linebacker for the Houston Oilers. Wide receiver Terrell Owens was born in Alexander City. He played high school ball at Benjamin Russell before a long, controversial career for multiple NFL teams. Owens will not be at the ceremony, instead opting to celebrate his achievement at his alma mater, UT Chattanooga. Others putting on the gold jacket this weekend include linebackers Ray Lewis and Brian Urlacher, wide receiver Randy Moss, safety Brian Dawkins, guard Jerry Kramer, and former NFL general manager Bobby Beathard. 7:19 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms again with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
We will never fully understand what we've asked of our military service members or their families, asking them to put themselves in harm's way, to endure it all. But we do understand that it's our turn, our duty, to keep them secure for the rest of their lives. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs help our most severely ill or injured veterans live independently, at no cost, for life, so that they might stand at ease. Join us at findwwp.org.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center on the Concord Causeway, they do have the records on this accident. It's about an hour old off to the right median. Cottage Hill and Cody, another accident clearing, and again, a nice ride so far across the Bayway and the Causeway with no major backups from Fairhope and Daphne, Spanish Fork. Also checking in with no new wrecks in the roadways there. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco. They offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 7:23 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Kelly Finley here as well. Sean Sullivan will be back very, very soon. He's enjoying some much-needed time off. Right now, 75 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. And if you were in Mobile, Baldwin County's yesterday, if you weren't on the road, there was a lot of rain. Lots of rain, a lot of flooding on the streets of Mobile, and more rain on the way today. We'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. He'll give us the details in just a little bit. Right now it's time to check the news headlines. Here's Kelly.
Let's do it. All right. Thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. Hopefully you're driving safely and you packed your umbrella and your rain boots. Dr. Bill will tell you more about that throughout the morning. Okay, so do you remember the sheriff, the beach house, and the inmate feeding funds fiasco?
Do I?
Etowah County Sheriff Todd Intrican, he's now selling that beach house less than 1 year after he purchased it for $740,000. So local realtors in Orange Beach have confirmed that, yes, the four-bed, four-bath house is for sale and posted online. Here's how it's listed, Dalton. A fantastic home in the heart of Orange Beach with a boat slip that can accommodate a big boat. The posting adds that the house has large decks and lots of storage space and generous closets. Well, that's the very same home which made national headlines after AL.com revealed that the sheriff had personally pocketed more than $750,000 worth of public money. That money intended to be used to feed inmates and the county jail that he was running. That he and his wife, Karen, purchased that beach home back in September and later admitted that, yes, he indeed kept those funds. So the sheriff says that he actually was using the money made via past real estate investments to purchase the home, not that inmate money. So AL.com reported in March that the real estate record showed that he financed the purchase with a $592,000 mortgage from People's Bank of Alabama. Now, he has publicly blamed his recent primary election loss on that very reporting because he's been nicknamed the Beach House Sheriff.
Why do all of our scandals involve beach houses?
Right. Okay, so his term as sheriff, it ends when Jonathan Horton, who is a police chief in Rainbow City, takes office in January of 2019. And that's not the end of the story, people, okay? He has also admitted that he's under two separate investigations by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security Office of Inspector General and the State Ethics Commission. The sheriff says he has handed over documents related to his use of the inmate feeding funds to both agencies. And then there's more, Dalton. There's another police department also investigating him and the allegations that he had sex with underage girls in the early 90s.
Wow.
Awful. You cannot make this stuff up.
No, you can't.
This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 726 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Some national news stories to get to here. Vice President Mike Pence was looking on yesterday as the remains of missing American service members that were killed in the Korean War were returned to the U.S. Yesterday evening. 55 flags draped the containers that were carrying the remains of what are believed to be U.S. soldiers who died during combat. Pence said to a crowd of families, veterans, and service members, "Some have called the Korean War the Forgotten War, but today we prove those heroes were never forgotten. Today our boys are coming home." Solemn journey home for dozens of remains of U.S. and Allied soldiers that were killed during the Korean War began early Wednesday with a repatriation ceremony at a warehouse inside of the Osan Air Base in South Korea. The repatriation of remains was one of the promises made in that joint statement signed by President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un during their Singapore summit on June the 12th. The remains were delivered from North to South Korea last Friday and made their way from Osan to Hawaii early on Wednesday. The remains will now undergo the process of being formally identified so that they can be returned to their families. And a little bit of a different birthday present here in this story. A guy in North Carolina who goes by the name of Ernest Jones took his wife Linda out to breakfast for her 67th birthday on Sunday. And on their way home, he bought her a $20 lottery ticket. Now, I know that's not the most romantic gift you can buy your wife, but I guess it's something at least. But unfortunately, she did not win anything. The good news is he also bought one for himself, which I guess makes it not really a birthday present at all. He still got to be a hero in the end because that lottery ticket that he bought, not his wife's, but that lottery ticket he had hit for $100,000. He was asked if he was going to spend that money on his wife since he bought the lottery ticket on her birthday. He said, of course. And they did get their giant check the very next day. After taxes, they took home just over $70,000. So that went from being a very bad birthday present to probably the best birthday present she's ever gotten. 728 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. On the other side, we'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Weather's something you got to keep an eye on today. More rain in the forecast. We'll also check the news with WKRG. More local news with Kelly Finley. And I've got your sports all right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are offering a $5,000 reward for information that leads to the arrest of a gunman who shot three gas station employees. The armed man went into the Sage Chevron on Sage and Imogene Streets Tuesday night, demanding money from the cash drawer. The police chief called the crime one of the coldest crimes he's seen in years. The store owner said his employees are shaken.
First, he asked a question to a friend of mine, and then he just shot him. Like he genuinely came over here to shoot, not to rob.
Authorities in Santa Rosa County are looking for men posing as utility workers to steal from homes. The thieves tell residents they work for a utility company and need to survey their property line. While one distracts the homeowner, the other goes inside the home and steals their valuables. A traffic alert if your morning drive takes you down Overlook Road in West Mobile. Overlook Road at Bradmar Road is closed while crews work to repair a water main break. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
A few years ago, I decided to buy a Liberty Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty Safe. I am so thankful. I bought the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and get 12 months no interest financing. I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe.
Pope Francis says the death penalty is never justified, wrong in all cases. His declaration will be added to official statement of Catholic beliefs. The Democratic Republic of Congo is declaring a new Ebola outbreak. It's killed 20 people in the conflict-torn eastern part of the country, just days after another 30 people died in northwest Congo. The World Health Organization is sending experts, vaccines, and emergency supplies. Business reporter Tom Busby tells us Wall Street investors are looking at cars this morning.
U.S. auto sales losing speed in July on another drop in sales of sedans. Meantime, Tesla finally met its goal of cranking out 5,000 Model 3 sedans a week last quarter. Now, it wants to put out 6,000 a week by the end of August. It even vows to turn a profit, its first one ever, by the end of this year.
Tesla stock futures have been surging this morning, even as futures have plunged across the boards. The NASDAQ is down 54 points, the Dow off 157, the S&P down 15. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rossa Kay with Your Money Now. Aetna beat on profit and revenue in its latest quarter. Earnings rose to $3.67 per share from $3.60 this time last year. A mixed bag for Clorox. It reported second quarter net earnings that rose to $217 million from $201 million a year ago, but revenue missed, growing to $1.69 billion, below predictions of $1.72 billion. Startup Appeal Sciences is raising investment capital to make food-based coatings to extend produce freshness. The Santa Barbara firm is developing what it calls a little microclimate for individual pieces of produce, slowing down the rate liquid escapes and oxygen enters. The Dow lost 81 points. The S&P dropped 3, but the NASDAQ bucked the trend, closing more than 35 points higher on a surge from Apple. The iPhone maker is close to becoming a trillion-dollar company after notching a record high on strong quarterly results, growing more than 5% to its best day since February 2017. Futures are trending lower.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Alabama, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Alabama High School Athletic Association and the Alabama High School Athletic Directors and Coaches Association.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:34 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Norwig, Kelly Finley in as well. Sean Sullivan will be back very soon. Right now it's time to talk to staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton.
So lots and lots of rain came down yesterday afternoon. Some streets around here were flooded. How much rainfall did we get?
Well, officially only about a third of an inch at the airport, 0.37, but there were certainly higher totals than that around the city and some pretty good downpour during the early evening hours downtown. Most of that rain right now is over the Florida Panhandle and across Baldwin County. We're going to be on the fringe of that rain, so we can expect some showers today, possibly a thunderstorm or two. And it'll keep temperatures with the cloud cover, keep temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, some showers are possible, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, another disturbance kind of moving through, and that's going to give us a little better chance for some showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high in the mid-80s. After that, high pressure is going to build into our area from the Atlantic, and that's going to reduce the thunderstorm activity and shower activity over the weekend. It'll also result in warmer temperatures. So on Saturday, mainly afternoon thunderstorms, high in the upper 80s, and then afternoon thunderstorms on Sunday, but getting into the lower 90s. And then early next week, it's back to normal. A few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s.
And it'll be hot, 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 just in time for all those high school football players to get out there and start practicing for the upcoming season.
Nice and steamy.
That's right. And it's too bad we can't take some of this rain or all of this rain we're getting and put it over California right now. Have you seen any of the videos of wildfires?
Just amazing. Awesome. And, summertime is drought time out on the West Coast. That's their driest time of the year, and that's when these fires are quite common.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like some of the videos coming from out west. It is hurricane season, speaking of rain, but how is the tropics looking right now? Are we in the clear?
Looking pretty good. There's some showers and thunderstorms over the Gulf, but they're associated with this disturbance that's producing the rain here along the coast. The Caribbean's quiet. We do have a big cluster of thunderstorms about halfway between the Caribbean and the African coast. We'll continue to watch that, but right at this time, I don't expect any development.
All right, Dr. Bill, thank you very much, and we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Don't forget, his forecast airs twice an hour every hour right here on FM Talk 106.5, except on the morning show right here. We air five times an hour, so you're ready for the rest of your day. 7:37 now on FM Talk 106.5. Let's check traffic on the way in with Kane.
Good morning for the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Working an accident at Cottage Hill and Cody Road South now. Off to the side of the road, Benton Spur and Old Shell also slow there near Hillcrest. Going to see some delays also from Moffitt, Dolphin, and Airport in 65, but no other accidents in the roadways. I've got the one on the Concord Causeway cleared up, and it looks good coming in from the Bayway. Bama Flooring on Highway 59, now in Robertsdale, offers so much more flooring options in those big box stores and at better prices. You can check out the reviews on Facebook and see why more people use Bama Flooring for all their flooring needs at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
7:39 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. And this segment of the show brought to you by our friends over at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Trey Bennett and the crew at 1-800-GOT-JUNK do great work in both Mobile and Baldwin counties. So if you have a bunch of junk and you don't know where to take it, if you can't physically move it, or if it's just junk you don't know what you're supposed to do with, whether you're supposed to throw it in the dumpster or not, you know, some of those old tube TVs and old computers, you just don't know what to do with it. Well, the good news is the crew at 1-800-GOT-JUNK have you covered. And one of my favorite things about using Trey and the crew, you make your appointment and they show up right on time. They aren't like some of those companies that give you a 4-hour window of when they may show up. You call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go to the website 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, set up an appointment, and they'll be there exactly when you're expecting them. And the price you get quoted is the price you'll pay. That's very important. And 1-800-GOT-JUNK does that. Everybody I know that's called and used 1-800-GOT-JUNK have nothing but glowing reviews, including just about everyone here at FM Talk 106.5. So once again, to get a quote, set up an appointment, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. 20 minutes till 8 now on FM Talk 106.5. Let's check the news headlines of the day. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Dalton, and good morning, everyone. So many of you love to give back, and many of you love the holidays, so this is a perfect story for you. It's never too early to talk Christmas, especially when you're able to assist families and patients at USA Children's and Women's Hospital. The annual tree lighting and holiday tree trail will be here before you know it, and 100 trees are currently up for sponsorship. So maybe you own your own business, or maybe you're on the board for a nonprofit, or just a family who wants to give back. Either way, this may be just the holiday cheer you need to bring you even better fortune for the upcoming new year. So each tree is sponsored by a family, business, or group, and then you get to decorate it, and guess what the theme is?
What's that?
Whatever you want.
Cool.
If someone's sponsoring your tree, then you go with what they want. Uh-huh. But yeah, you can decorate this tree and just have fun with it and get into the holiday spirit. So, and get as many people as you want involved. There are two levels of sponsorship, silver bells and tinsel tree sponsorship.
That's great.
Yes. These trees will be located in the designated tree trail in the Jerry Moulton Children's Park. If you'd like more information, go to USAHealthSystems.com. News out of Florida this morning, as more than 450 people have been ordered to turn over their weapons under a law passed after last February's deadly school shooting at Douglas High School. Remember that? Mm-hmm. I mean, who could forget at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School? So, news station out of Tampa has reported that a majority of the cases that fall under the Risk Protection Act involve people with a history of mental illness who threaten to hurt themselves. So this measure, referred to as a, quote, red flag law, allows family members or law enforcement to seek a court order to temporarily restrict someone's access to firearms if it is believed that they are a danger to themselves or to others. So Florida officials say that they have accepted more than 200 firearms and around 30,000 rounds of ammunition. The law also raised the minimum age to purchase a rifle to 21 years old and established a 3-day waiting period on firearm purchases. 13 states currently have red flag laws in place. A red flag bill was introduced here in Alabama during the last legislative session, but that failed to make it to vote. So the law does have the backing of the NRA, which has pushed back on almost every other measure to curb gun ownership. Florida Governor Rick Scott, he signed the measure shortly after 17 people were killed in that school shooting. And the suspect, Nicholas Cruz, he did have a history of troubling behavior and disciplinary issues at the school. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 7:43 now on FM Talk 106.5. 75 degrees outside of the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Coming up, we'll talk with Captain Bobby Abruscato, get that offshore fishing report. I also have some sports news for you and WKRG news, traffic with Kane, the whole gang here, except Sean Sullivan. He'll be back very, very soon. I encourage you to check out FMTalk1065.com, where our 1-800-GOT-JUNK poll question: should Governor Kay Ivey debate her gubernatorial opponent, Walt Maddox, before the general election in November? Right now, yes is winning, but only barely, getting 58% of the vote. No, pulling in 42% of the vote. You can vote right now on FMTalk1065.com. We'll be back with more Mobile Mornings right after this.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Attention Mobile. Announcing a one-day sale Saturday, August 4th of the best Mobile Bay waterfront opportunities in a decade. The final phase of a successful Mobile Bay community just 10 minutes from downtown stalled during the recession. It's time to sell at below the market prices. Saturday, August 4th only, $10,000 off all dockable waterfront home sites with direct access to Mobile Bay and the Gulf of Mexico. $5,000 off all water access home sites with free covered boat slips. Some examples, direct bay access with covered boat slips was $19,900, now $14,900. 2 acres dockable waterfront with covered boat slips was $44,900, now $34,900. Buy on Mobile Bay in a prime location with spectacular boating and fishing for 50 cents on the dollar or less. Direct bay access, $14,900. Dockable waterfront, $34,900. Call or click 877-BIGVIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIGVIEW, 877-244-8439.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are offering a $5,000 reward for information that leads to the arrest of a gunman who shot three gas station employees. The armed man went into the Sage Chevron on Sage and Imogene Streets Tuesday night, demanding money from the cash drawer. He shot the employees multiple times, including one employee as he tried to open the drawer. Chief Lawrence Batiste.
It is probably one of the most coldest crimes I've seen in this community in the last 5 to 10 years.
We now know the identity of the man who jumped to his death off the General W.K. Wilson Jr. Bridge Tuesday night. He is 27-year-old Ricardo Crosby of Beatrice, Alabama. Crosby's death followed a high-speed chase Tuesday night that began in Monroe County after authorities say he stole a Bobcat trailer. Florida's sales tax holiday is this weekend. It begins tomorrow and runs through midnight on Sunday. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Good morning, 747 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. A huge development and a story that could change the course of a top team in NCAA football. On Wednesday, the Ohio State Buckeyes placed head coach Urban Meyer on paid administrative leave while the university investigates whether Meyer was previously aware of domestic violence allegations against former assistant coach Zach Smith. Offensive coordinator Ryan Day will serve as the head coach while the investigation is ongoing. Last week at Big Ten Media Days, Meyer acknowledged that he knew about domestic violence allegations against Smith from 2009, but Meyer denied knowledge of two more domestic abuse allegations that happened in 2015. Smith was fired last month after he was charged with criminal trespassing for arriving at his ex-wife's home against her wishes. The news of Meyer's paid leave came down after college football writer Brett McMurphy reported that he obtained text messages sent by Smith's ex-wife, Courtney Smith, to Meyer's wife and the wives of other Ohio State coaches. McMurphy says the messages prove that Meyer and others on the coaching staff did know about the allegations against Smith and that Meyer was not telling the truth when he denied having that knowledge just last week. Along with the texts that McMurphy obtained, Courtney Smith provided him with photos that show her with bruises and cuts. Meyer released a statement yesterday that read, "Athletic Director Gene Smith and I agree that being on leave during this inquiry will facilitate its completion. This allows the team to conduct training camp with minimal distraction. I eagerly look forward to the resolution of this matter." In minor league baseball, the fifth game in the Mobile Bay Bears' latest homestand against the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp was canceled on Wednesday night due to all that heavy rain. And because the two teams are not scheduled to meet again this season, the game will not be made up. tonight, the Bay Bears are on the road to begin a five-game series against the Birmingham Barons. In Major League Baseball on Wednesday night, the Washington Nationals completed a two-game sweep over the Miami Marlins with a 5-3 win. The New York Yankees lost 7-5 to the team that holds the league's worst record, the Baltimore Orioles. The Minnesota Twins now lead the American League East by 10 games after defeating the Cleveland Indians 2-0. The AL West leading Houston Astros beat Seattle 8-3. Cole Hamels won his debut pitching for the Chicago Cubs in a 9-2 win over Pittsburgh. And Tampa Bay beat the LA Angels 7-2 for the Rays' second straight win over LA. Tonight, football is finally back. The NFL's annual preseason opening game, the Hall of Fame game, will be held in Canton, Ohio, with the Chicago Bears facing off against the Baltimore Ravens. And per usual, in order to limit injury risk, it's unlikely that any star players will play much, if at all. But there are some interesting storylines to follow, with the Bears installing a new offense under first-year head coach Matt Nagy. And all eyes will be on the quarterback position for the Baltimore Ravens, with first-round draft pick and former Heisman Trophy winner Lamar Jackson making his debut, along with another former Heisman winner, Robert Griffin III, attempting to make it back into the league after not playing last season. The game begins tonight at 7 o'clock on NBC, and it also marks the start of a weekend full of Hall of Fame activities. On Saturday, the NFL will induct seven players and a former general manager into the Hall. Mobile's own Robert Brazil is one of the former players that's in the Hall class of 2018. Brazil was born in Mobile and played football at Vigor before a successful 10-year pro career playing linebacker for the Houston Oilers. Wide receiver Terrell Owens was born in Alexander City, Alabama. He played his high school ball at Benjamin Russell before a long, controversial career for multiple NFL teams. And Owens will not be at the ceremony, instead opting to celebrate his achievement at his alma mater, UT Chattanooga. Others putting on the gold jacket this weekend include linebackers Ray Lewis and Brian Urlacher, wide receiver Randy Moss, safety Brian Dawkins, guard Jerry Kramer, and former NFL general manager Bobby Bethard. And that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms again with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, good news is a couple accidents we've had, including Airport at Cody, now moved out of the roadways. Delays continue Airport, Mount Lamar and University, Dolphin, Spring Hill and Moffitt and 65, but no problems across the Bayway. From Daphne, Malbus to Loxley, it's a good ride. Just watch for those state troopers on I-10. The racing returns this Saturday night at Flemington Speedway in Flemington, Alabama. The Jared Johns Memorial Derby with six divisions running on the dirt bull ring. Find them on Facebook and at FlemingtonSpeedway.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. Greatly appreciated. 7:53 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time to check the news headlines on this Thursday morning. Here's Kelly.
Thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday to you. Now, we do have limited information on a fatal vehicle accident which happened in Baldwin County on Wednesday. But here's what we do know. Officers with the Alabama Highway Patrol have confirmed the fatality on a Highway 181 near very close to Fairhope. And they're saying that it was a pickup truck involved. It flipped over just before 5 a.m. One person was inside, and then they did pass away. The name of the victim has not yet been released, nor whether or not weather or perhaps speed played a role. But once we get that information, we'll be sure to pass along to you. And let's talk about your health news this morning, because there's a more severe and tough to treat form of pink eye being reported across the nation. You may know it as conjunctivitis, but pink eye, it's not a disease that requires reporting to the Alabama Department of Public Health, so tracking infections is very difficult. So just know this, new strain is more aggressive, and the symptoms include irritation and redness and are more severe. So the duration of this infection is up to 3 weeks. That's an increase over the typical 10 to 14 days for viral and bacterial forms of conjunctivitis, and it's highly contagious. So as we get ready to go back to school, keep this in mind. So pink eye generally causes red, pink, itchy, and swollen eyes, eye discharge, and sometimes sensitivity to light and eye pain. Guess how it's transmitted?
How's that?
Through close personal contact, like touching, shaking hands, through the air, by coughing, sneezing, touching an object or surface with germs on it, and then touching your eyeball before washing your hands. So treatment, it depends on the severity of your infection, but can include antiviral drugs or antibiotics. So again, in the state of Alabama, pink eye is not a disease that requires reporting to the Alabama Department of Public Health. So tracking infections are pretty difficult. All right. So just be mindful of that. None have been reported so far in 2018. That's good news, according to the Alabama Department of Public Health. But one outbreak, defined as two or more ill people living in different households but linked to the same exposure, that was reported just last year. So again, we're getting ready to go back to school. A lot of families are hopping on flights, trains, automobiles, outside, inside.
Mm-hmm.
Wash your hands.
All the sick places you can get sick.
Exactly. You know, wash your hands, sing the happy birthday song maybe 3 times, and have a good day. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly. 7:56 now on FM Talk 106.5. It's a Thursday. That means we talk to Captain Bobby Abruscato and get that fishing report. How you doing, Captain Bobby?
Good morning, Big D. How are you?
I'm doing great. I want to let everybody.
I wish you were here with me.
I do too right now. I do want to let everybody know the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Bobby Abruscato, brought to you by McCoy Outdoors, just west of I-65 on Spring Hill Avenue, and HMS Marine Electronics. That's the home of Garmin. They feature the ultra scanning sonar. Make sure you choose HMS for all your fish finding technology. HMSElectronics.com. Or HMS Electronics on Facebook. Took me a second to read that last part. So, Captain Bobby, tell me what's going on.
Man, I'll tell you what, dodged a few squalls early this morning, but, man, it is picturesque right now. Mm. I'll tell you, it's got a little cloud cover, which is, of course, keeping the heat down, and that does wonders for the fishing. You know, we're on what's called a neap tide right now, which is a real weak tide. But, you know, the thing is, I've had a lot of people talk about a neap tide being afraid of it. The fish still feed. You just got to do things a few little bit different, you know, to get to them. So in other words, with a neap tide, you have very little water movement, so you got to kind of bring the bait to the fish rather than let the tide take it to them, you know. And that's what we're doing today, and we have just been on an absolute whack fest, man. We've been on everything from real nice trout to some giant bull reds, and you just never know from one cast to the next what you're going to catch.
Man, that's awesome. And I guess the weather should be clearing up a little bit this weekend, at least over land, but what's the fishing looking like for the weekend?
I think it's going to be good. We're going to cycle back into now where we're going to get a little bit more water movement. And like you said, the key is we're not going to have these thunderstorms. So that's going to free you up to kind of go wherever you want to go instead of having to, you know, dodge the storms. Structure bite's been the best. Everything in deeper water has kind of been the hot bite lately. We got it done. We're getting it done in real shallow water this morning. But the bite, I think, through the weekend, especially as we go into these weaker tides, is going to be things like reefs and wrecks and places where you can find some current and the fish will be holding on that structure. Slip corks with live bait are going to get it done for you. You can bring some artificial bait. We've caught some on artificial this morning, but this time of year, man, you really got to have the real stuff on there.
Man, you know your stuff, Captain Bobby. And if somebody wants to hook up and get a trip with you, get a trip booked, how do they do that?
Just go to ateamfishing.com. That's the easiest way. Or you can find us on Facebook, too, at ateamfishing. And I should hopefully have some good video from this trip up there a little later on today.
All right. Thank you, Captain Bobby.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
Hey, you too. Bobby Abrascato's Fishing Report on FM Talk 106.5, brought to you by HMS Electronics, home of Garmin, featuring Panoptic all-seeing live sonar. Choose HMS for all of your fish-finding technology, hmselectronics.com or Facebook, HMS Electronics. And by McCoy Outdoors on Spring Hill Avenue, just west of I-65. 7:59 now on FM Talk 106.5. We're coming back. More Mobile Mornings on the way. Talk a little bit about back-to-school shopping. I know it's the first thing on a lot of parents' minds right now as the kids are getting ready to head back to school. And I think we'll bring in Mark Holliday for this conversation. Coming back, more Mobile Mornings on the way. This is FM Talk 106.5.